Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Welcome. welcome to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. I was just talking with the mute on. Well, praise the Lord for this wonderful Sunday morning. Hallelujah. April the 23rd, 2023. Glory to God. Good to see all of you here this morning. Amen. Because I am the church, you are the church, and we are the church together. Glory to God. Pastor Mom is here with us this morning, looking bright and shiny, and ready to welcome everyone and open us up in a word of prayer. Welcome, everyone. Pastor Mom. Thank
you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy will be done.
On earth.
As it is
in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. Forever and ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's say our prayer together.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 95 today. We're reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then we'll go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also, his. And he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Well, everyone who's on the line, you've been here before with us, and you know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. Amen. So every month he gives us one of his names, his character, his nature to ponder on. That's the pearl that we're pondering on. So we're thinking about it, rolling it around in our head. Sometimes it's a new part of our vocabulary of praise and worship to him. We're adding to what we're saying to the Lord. We're adding to what we know about him. Praise God. So this month, we're talking about the Lord being great and terrible. And that's an interesting way, because a lot of times we don't pray, God, you're terrible. We don't pray like that. Amen. Well, I know I hadn't done it before, but now when I think about the terribleness of God, hallelujah, and that's kind of like the awesomeness of God as well. You know, sometimes you want a God that can break things down and put them back together again a totally different way. So, and that's what he does with us. Glory to God. So that's what we're looking at today. We've gone through some scriptures this month. Today we're going to go through 1 Chronicles 17, verses 20 through 22. Now, I had not, you know, recalled this scripture before. I've been reading through the Bible every year with Pastor Price on her YouTube, and it's called Reading the Bible in a Year, Reading Through the Bible in a Year. So if you want to find it, you can look on YouTube and just look up Pastor Helen McCoy Price and be able to read through the Bible in a year. So today's reading, I want to say, was it today or yesterday's reading, was 1 Chronicles 17. And so in that reading, I heard the terrible, it wasn't terrible, but the terribleness, greatness and terribleness of God. This was David talking to the Lord, and just in awe of God and what the Lord had just had Nathan say to him. So this is 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 20 through 22. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears, and what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his people, his own people, to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt. For thy people, Israel, didst thou make thine own people forever. And thou, Lord, became their God. Hallelujah. So he was just really telling God how great and terrible he is, what he's done. You know, he drove out the nations. He took them out of Israel. He redeemed his people as his own. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's how he wants us to look at him and to see the things that he has done for us even in the past, how he has redeemed us. We are his own people. Glory to God. And he's driven some things out of our lives. He's delivered us from some things that we never thought we'd get out of. Glory to God. Out of the miry clay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he has made a name of greatness and terribleness in his own people. Praise God. Let's hear this song again. Amen. I haven't found a song about the greatness and terribleness of God, except this one. That I found another one, but it just didn't do it for me like this one does. So let's hear A Great and Terrible God by Jimmy D. Thomas. Amen.
With fire in your eyes, what a wonder you are. What a wonder you are. You build the earth and roof it with the heavens. No pillar, no wall. No pillar, no wall. You speak in thunder and flood with yachts of fire. How terrible you are.
Hallelujah. He is the great and terrible God. Hallelujah. So ponder on that. Amen. Continue to ponder on that this week as we go on, even for the rest of the month, pondering that he is the great and terrible God. Glory to God. And sometimes we need a great God all the time. And sometimes in those spots, we need a terrible God, hallelujah, who's going to cause deliverance to take place Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's go on now to our declaration. Praise his holy name. Amen. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're continuing to declare and decree. And yeah, I've said this many times before, that as we do this together, you know, it is, as we are fully engaged and say these declarations together, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, four will put 1,000,000 to flight. So as we say it together, it's going to have even more meaning in our lives. Hallelujah. And stand even more in our lives and in our situations. And then even those things that will come up in the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some things have happened. And I know that because of the declaration, we were able to make it through it. Glory to God. Amen. So repeat these declarations after me. Amen. I overrule.
Testament. I overrule.
Disallow.
Disallow.
And veto.
And veto.
Every. Diabolical sanction. Subverting. Activity,
injunction,
directive,
mandate,
or order,
which opposes
the will of the Lord
concerning
my life,
ministry,
and family. Amen. That's from Matthew 18 and verse 18. Amen. Continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore.
I forbid.
Any sickness.
Or disease.
To come upon my body.
Every disease.
Germ. Allergy.
Allergic reaction.
And every virus. That touches my body.
Dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus. Every organ. And every tissue
of my body
functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's Galatians 3:13. Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16 and verse 19. Amen. And I personally have had to stand on that word and know that that word stands, the word of God stands forever, because some things, you know, try to go on in the body. It's a lot of allergens in the air right now because of, seasonal changes and all of that. You know, we stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because it stands, his word stands forever. Let's continue to repeat. The peace of God
that transcends
all understanding
guards
my heart. and my mind in Christ Jesus. I think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. Amen. Philippians 4, verses 7 through 8. Hallelujah. One more declaration. Glory to God. And all of these are so good because we got to think on those things. And hallelujah, that are pure, noble, lovely. Because someone said that our mind is like real estate. And, you know, when those thoughts that are not of God try to come in, it's messing up the landscape. We don't want the landscape messed up. Hallelujah. We want to think on those things that are lovely, kind, and a good report. Okay, continue to repeat. God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
Everything
I need.
And
for life,
and
godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his
divine nature
of love.
Amen. That's Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10, verse 10, 2 Peter 1. Verses 3 and 4. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for all of those declarations. Thank you, Lord, that your word stands forever. Your word does not return void or empty, but accomplishes all that you please in the place whereto you sent it. Amen. And we sent out that word this morning as we made our declarations, and we give God all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go into some praise and worship right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Song just came into my mind. Glory to God. I don't even know if I have it here. Okay. What came into my mind is, he's an on-time God.
This is for somebody.
We get into the finance part as we pray over our finances. I made an appointment at Walmart to have it, the tire done, but it wouldn't be until Wednesday. And that was perfect because we have praying in tongues Tuesday, so I wasn't going to go on Tuesday. So anyway, on Wednesday, I go to the appointment, and they take down all of my information and everything. And, you know, that's where I usually get my tires from. It's from Walmart. And I haven't had to get a new tire in about 4 years. So I come back, and I see the bill. And I was expecting the bill to be at least $50 more than it was. And I also had the oil. What an on-time guy. I needed to have the oil changed, too. So I went, you know, I looked at the bill and I said, excuse me, did you guys do my oil change as well, you know, with this? And he said, yes, ma'am, we did it. I said, well, what's up with the price? He said, you know what, your tire was still under warranty. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I got blessed. You know, God is an on-time God. You know, I don't know how long that warranty would have lasted, but the tire went out before the warranty went out. Amen. So that, it was such a blessing. Hallelujah. So let's go on to our prayer for finances, and then later on I'll tell you the rest of the story with the tire incident. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Glory to God. So repeat this prayer with me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward of all that you give me.
I pray
that I will learn to live free of burdensome debt. Show me how I can help.
Increase my finances
and not decrease them, unwisely.
Help me
to remember
that
all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending and being miserly. May I always be paid well for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted.
Multiply it. So what I have and what I make
goes a long way.
I pray I will not be anxious about finance. But will seek your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
And Lord,
I sow
my blessing seed,
remembering
that it's harvest time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Even as I was reading that today, I was thinking about how I was planning a plane trip, and Lord told me, he said, now, this was on Southwest Airlines, and he said, now go on their website and look at the points, because you can pay for your airline ticket with money, or you can buy points and use the points and pray. Well, you can pray for it too, but pay for it. The day that I went on, and it's still, that was just this week, the day I went on, they had a sale on points. And so the Lord just let me go ahead and buy some points, you know, enough for the trip that you're looking at taking. And so I bought the points for it. The points were almost 50% off to buy the points. And so you would buy it, and they would take almost 45% off of it. And I was like, thank you, Lord. You know, you're showing me how to be a good steward. And here he is again. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So I didn't know anything about the point sale and all of that, but a plane ticket that would have cost $500 now costs about $300. That's a nice deal. Amen. So, you know, we thank God for what he does and the way that he does it. And because we tithe, we've given offerings, God makes those things available for us. So let's pray over our tithes and offerings. Father, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you for the tithers. You said in Malachi 3 that if we would give the 10%, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. You also said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted. For that right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, Father God, we thank you for those givers. According to Luke 6:38, you said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you for the givers, Lord God. Hallelujah, that is just coming back to them even more and more and more. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, that you make us a thousandfold more than what we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. So we just thank you for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, for those who are giving and tithing, praise God, there's several ways. I'll say four ways. You can give via Cash App to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. It is $ESLCCC. Again, $ESLCCC. We also have a Zelle. And our Zelle for the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that goes right into the East St. Louis Christian Center Church Bank is 973-951-9921. That's 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. If you would like to mail a check or money order, make it payable to ESL CCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And we just bless you, Lord God, for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, before we go into our sermon for today, let's praise and worship the Lord again. This is one of my favorite happy songs and that is Joy's Medley by Minister Joy Bryant. Hallelujah. Dance.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm back up on my praise each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for. I come from, we used to have devotions, and the deacons would come together, stand before the congregation, and they'd start a little hymn like this. They'd say, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want.
Joy,
I've got joy,
joy,
so much joy.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to thank him. He's so good to us. Hallelujah. Whenever I hear that song, I think about Bishop Aaron. I could just see him dancing off of that. Amen. And just want to continue to lift up Bishop Aaron in prayer. Hallelujah. His body experienced a stroke recently. And so we just continue to lift him up and pray for his complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray as we go into the word today. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing through this word. We're going slow through it, Lord God, because there's something you want us to get out of it. There's something that you know that we need, that we're, and if we don't need it right now, we will need it in the future, Lord God. So we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for taking this time with us and for revealing yourself through the book of Job. Amen. Through every chapter. And we give you praise for it, Lord God. Let your word just soak into our hearts, Lord God, so we can understand you the more as you reveal yourself more and more to us. And Lord, we just thank you as you reveal yourself, your secrets to us, Lord God, that it is for us and it is for our children and our children's 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 children. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we are in the book of Job. Glory to God. And as I for, we started back in September of 2022 as the Lord began to reveal himself. And, you know, when you think about it, it's not really a whole lot of time when we're talking about the greatness of God, when we're talking about how the Lord is telling us about himself. This is a very special, special time that he's revealing himself. As I was meditating on this in the past week or so, I was thinking, you know, the big thing these days is the gender reveal. When people, pregnant women, you know, are about to have the baby, they know the gender of the baby, but they wait until a certain time. And there's all kinds of different ways that people are doing gender reveals these days. You know, they'll have balloons and, you know, they may release blue balloons if it's a boy and pink balloons if it's a girl. I've seen people have like kind of smoke come out, either a blue or a pink smoke to reveal the gender. I've also seen in St. Louis, we have a Ferris wheel. It's not in a carnival, but these Ferris wheels are big these days where this Ferris wheel will take you up and you can look over the city. And so I've seen gender reveals at the Ferris wheel. Well, where they'll have all the colors change, either blue or pink, to reveal. Amen. Well, how much more will the Lord reveal? He wants to reveal himself to us. Amen. Amen. And just and as he reveals himself, we get to know more and more about who he is. Glory to God. This is a very, very special time. So we started off back in September where the Lord began to reveal himself, and he revealed himself as being perfect and then also as the perfecter. He revealed himself as being the author and the finisher, the perfecter and the potter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's doing a lot at one time. And so, you know, we've been through, you know, some of the book of Job, and now we're going through it chapter by chapter. We've been doing about three chapters a week, you know, so far. Now we're up to chapters 10, 11, and 12, where the Lord is revealing himself. And as I was going through, I was like, whoa, you're really revealing a lot of yourself in this. So first of all, we're going to start by hearing it. And I really kind of like this, hearing the three chapters right now, chapter 10, 11, and 12. And so we get to hear it, and we're hearing it via the dramatized Bible. This is the King James Version. You can follow along with it. And also we got this from Pastor Price's YouTube page, Pastor Helen McCoy Price, where she has the reading through the Bible in a dramatized version of it. So if you want to hear that, you can go to her page. I found out if I put in Helen McCoy Price Job, I think I put Helen McCoy Price Book of Job, or I just put Job, and it gets me right to the Book of Job. Amen. So here it is now, chapter 10, 11, and 12, and it's approximately 8 minutes long. Amen.
Job chapter 10.
My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as man seeth? Are thy days as the days of man? Are thy years as man's days, that thou inquirest after mine iniquity, and searchest after my sin? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. Thine hands have made me, and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. And these things hast thou hid in thine heart. I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me! And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore see thou mine affliction, for it increaseth. Thou huntest me as a fierce lion, and again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witnesses against me, and increasest thine indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Wherefore then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I had given up the ghost, and no eye had seen me! I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little before I go whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
Job chapter 11. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite, and said,
Should not the multitude of words be answered, and should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace, and when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men. He seeth wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. If thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear, because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as waters that pass away. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape. And their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost.
Job chapter 12.
And Job answered and said,
No doubt, but ye are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you, yea, who knoweth not such things as thee? I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just, upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Also he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoils, and maketh the judges fools. He looseth the bond of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoils, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations, and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations,
and straighteneth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man.
Wow. Go back and kind of set that up a little bit. In the book of Job, there are there's three conversations with him and his friends, three rounds of conversations with him and his friends. So last week was the first round of conversations, and that was with Bildad. And the round of conversation is Job will talk, his friends will talk, and then Job will talk again. And so here we are in chapter 10, where Job starts off, he's talking, and then one of his friends begins to talk, and his friend this time is Zophar, Z-O-P-H-A-R. So Zophar is speaking in chapter 11, and then Job comes back again in chapter 12. Well, Job sounded pretty mad by the time he got to chapter 12, didn't he? So let's kind of walk through this a bit. We won't walk through everything, but we will walk through, you know, some of the highlights of Job chapter 10, 11, and 12. And mainly our focus is to look at how the Lord reveals himself through the book of Job. Amen. Every chapter. So we get to Job chapter 10 and verses 1 through 7, Job is hating his life. And he's feeling like things have gone so bad that he decides to give God a piece of his mind. And you might say that Job is telling it like it T.I. is in his own mind. So he's telling God, you know, what he thinks. And you know what? I've told people this before, and I do it myself. If I'm going through something and it's really tough, there's things that we just can't understand why God would allow certain things. You know, I remember saying to the Lord, hey, I'm your girl. I know I'm your girl. I know you love me. And this is going on right here. You know, and so what I do, what I say to other people to do, when you're going through something with God, just talk to him. You know, I don't think it was a bad thing for Job to give God a piece of his mind and to, you know, to tell God what he was thinking. And I believe that, you know, that the Lord does allow stuff to happen around us so that we'll know what's in our mind. And as people used to say, how you like me now? You know? It's like, oh, yeah, I love God, I love God, I love God. And then things happen. And it's like God is saying, he didn't really say this, but how you like me now with all of this going on? Am I still your Lord? Am I still your Savior? Do you still trust me in everything? So Job, as he's going through this, you know, he's just telling God what's on his mind. And he got a lot of stuff. One is that he hates his life, and he's saying, God, you know, how come you allowed this kind of stuff? Why would you do this to me? And then by the time he gets to verse 8, he realizes that this was the Lord that made him. Amen. And so God reveals himself through Job as the Lord our maker. Amen. We even read that scripture today in it was the end of Psalm 94. that we say, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And then, you know, other Sundays we may say from Psalm 100, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. So the Lord is our Maker. Amen. Verse 9, Job talks about the Lord, making him, back as sand. I should have that in front of me. But that's what he talks about. And as he's talking about that, God is revealing himself as the potter. Amen. God is the potter. And, you know, the Lord told us a little while before as we went through the book of Job, as we were talking about the Lord as the potter and we are the clay, then the Lord began to let us know that that's what was going on with Job, you know, that Job was being remade. Okay, so Job 10, verse 9 says, remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me unto dust again? And we found out that with the potter, you know, at the potter's house, he will take a vessel that has been made already, pound it down even to dust, and start all over again, you know, making that vessel of honor for himself. Praise God. Isaiah 64 and verse 8 says, but now, O Lord, you are our Father, and we are the clay. You are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand. Hallelujah. So God reveals himself as the potter. Now, this has always been an interesting verse to me. Chapter 10 and verse 10 of Job says, you pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese. How poetic is that? Pour me out as milk and curdle me as cheese. And so basically what that means, well, let's look at the process of when things go from when milk is turned into cheese. It's a process to turn milk into cheese. And, you know, people used to do that at home. They would do their own cheese making at home. I can recall even my mother, you know, telling me that they would do something like as well, you know, when she was growing up, and it was her job to churn the milk. And so, you know, that process, the process of changing milk into cheese is the ferment of the milk is finished into cheese, and there's several steps. First, the preparing, and then they introduce some kind of bacteria, kind of like a vinegar kind of bacteria. That's not going to be bad. Well, it takes out, it curdles the milk. And even now, if you wanted to curdle some milk, like you wanted to make your own buttermilk, because it's hard to find buttermilk sometimes. If you want to make your own buttermilk, you put a little vinegar in it. It doesn't make the milk bad, but it curdles it, and it gives it a taste of buttermilk. And buttermilk tastes good, you know, buttermilk pancakes, buttermilk cornbread. And so that's the first step, is putting something in it that's sort of like a vinegar that will curdle the milk. And then what they do is they cut the curd, take the curd off of it, and then they shrink the curd, and that's by cooking it. So there's some fire that's with this too. And then that shrinks the curd. And then they drain it and take the whey out of it. So a lot of times it's using the cheesecloth, and they'll let it run through the cheesecloth. And so the whey comes off of it. Then they salt it in the process, and then they let it sit so that it can ripen. So usually with milk, if the milk is whole milk, it'll go bad fast. It won't last. Once it goes through the process, it changes from a liquidy milk to something that's more solid, like a cheese. And really good cheese can last a long time without being refrigerated. And so, I mean, that speaks all by itself. So basically, Job is saying to him, you've taken me through a process. You know, you poured me out like milk, and you curdled me like cheese. You know, I used to be liquid and flowing like milk, and I couldn't last long. I couldn't hold on long. But now you've curdled me like cheese, and now I'm solid. I'm a whole different person than what I was before. And so God reveals himself as the God of the process. There's processes that God is taking us through, and he's the God of that process. And it's really back to the potter again. You know, this is not clay this time, but it's milk, and it's going through. And you can even look at it like, you know, he started off with the milk of the word, and now he can have something, and he is more solid. The word is becoming more solid on the inside of Job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so then we go on to verse 11. He has all kinds of examples for us to look at as God reveals himself in all these different ways. And verse 11, it says, and thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and has fenced me with bones and sinews. And I'm like, okay, what does that sound like? That sounds like straight up Ezekiel, the dry bones. That's what that sounds like. So that's from Ezekiel 37, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14, where the Lord, you know, shows himself as the God of the dry bones. Amen. That he clothed those bones with skin and flesh. Hallelujah. And with sinews. Amen. And that's how Job sees God with him as well right now. And then going on to verse 12, God reveals himself as preserver and keeper. Verse 12 says, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit. Amen. So the Lord God is our preserver. He is our keeper. Remember Psalm 121. I want to sing it. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord who made heaven and earth. Yeah, sing it with me. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, He will not slumber nor sleep. Can all the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade. Upon thy right hand. Hallelujah. Upon thy right hand. And all the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our help comes from the Lord. He's our preserver, he's our keeper, and he's revealing himself to Job in the middle of all that Job is going through as preserver and keeper. And he says that to you right now. I'm your help. I'm with you. I'm preserving you. I'm keeping you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can count on me to keep you and to preserve you. Hallelujah. Let's go on. I'm sitting here having a moment myself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Verse 13, and he says, and these things thou hast hid in thine heart, I know that this is. So God reveals himself to Job as the one who hides things in his heart. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Amen. Plans to, hallelujah. Now, you know I know that scripture. Amen. God has plans in his heart for us. Hallelujah. And Job is beginning to know that God, yes, God does have plans in his heart for us. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Glory, hallelujah. And then we go on to verses 13, 14, 15, and 16. If you look at all of those scriptures, 13, 14, 15, and 16, they have if. If I sin, then thou markest me. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I'm righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore thou see thou mine affliction. Verse 16, and he goes on, thou huntest me as a fierce lion. And again, and so he's going on 14, 15, and 16. He has these if statements. And when I was a programmer, a computer programmer, we would call that nested ifs, if then else. So this, it would be how we would process information, if then else. And later on I realized those if statements, when we start thinking about that, if this, if that, if this, then that, if this, it will lead us into vain imagination. And so instead of all of that, just, you know, trusting in the Lord, you know, we find ourselves saying, if. It's best to go and look and see what God's word is saying about that. Amen. Amen. And then God reveals himself in verse 16. As God being the awesome God. Hallelujah. And he said, and again, thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Awesome. upon me. So God, even in his nested if, even if in his vain imagination, and as we read earlier, God, think on those things, or confess earlier, or declarations earlier. We got to think on things that are loving, that are kind, that are of a good report. So he got out of that and got into God showing himself as being awesome and marvelous. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 20, the Lord reveals himself as the one who will never leave us and never forsake us. Now, by verse 20, Job, he's still having issues. He's in the middle of everything. And he just tells the Lord to leave him alone. You know, are not my days few? Cease then and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little. Amen. But then the Lord reveals himself as the one who will never leave you. He'll never forsake us. He said that to us. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never fail you. Amen. And going on to Job 21 and 22, Job is really going through, and he starts talking about, before I go hence, I shall not return even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. Now, where have we heard the shadow of death? In Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Then he goes on and says, the land of darkness is darkness itself, and the shadow, here we go, the shadow of death again, without any order, and where light is as darkness. And so Job, you know, he's going through. He's just going through. And the good part about us going through and talking to God, Job has some glimpses of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Then he'll slide back down into something. But here, even in his last part, God reveals himself as the one who makes his own light. God is light. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Amen. And then there's a, hallelujah. I was looking at another scripture that I had where the Lord is saying that darkness is as light to him. Hallelujah. Amen. So Job is getting that, you know, revelation about the Lord. Let's go on to chapter 11. In chapter 11, this is Zophar. So Zophar is talking to Job. Zophar gets like a little violent now. He's really talking. He's not holding back. He's saying things. And so in verses 1 through 4, Zophar is calling on God and the wisdom of God to convince Job of his guilt and his need of repentance. And that goes on even to verses 5 through 12. He says that Job's suffering is justified. He says, Zophar says that one is either a repentant worshiper or an arrogant sinner. And then he calls Job an arrogant sinner, and that Job needs to drop his claims of being innocent. And Zophar declares that the words that Zophar is speaking are pure, and that his words are based on theology. So it's like, yeah, I'm right. I'm basing my stuff on theology. You're wrong, Job. You're wrong. Repent. Verses 13 through 20, he tells Job, he really goes in for the kill, and he says that repentance is the only for Job to escape his present suffering and eternal damnation as well. He's like, okay, Job, you're going straight to hell unless you repent. He didn't have a clue. And the Zophar didn't have a clue. And the Lord let him know later on, we're going to get to that part, where the Lord comes and says, you know, that Job's friends were not right. So, okay, let's go on to chapter 12. And Job dismisses his friend's wisdom. And he tells them, he said, you know what, all creation understands God's power. You know, all creation does. And Job turns on his friends and matches their attacks, saying that he is innocent and that he has wisdom. And that was like bold for him to go ahead and say it, and he was right. And later on, the Lord, he's going to say himself that Job was right with a lot of the things that he said. So when we get to verse 6, when we get to chapter 12, we're in chapter 12 and verse 6. Chapter 12 and verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Job chapter 12 and verse 6. Sure, I'm in the right place. Job 12 and verse 6, the tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. So he's saying some things. He has some issues, or Job has some issues. But he is saying that God is our provider. Amen. Into whose hand God brings abundantly. So he's still saying, he's revealing that the Lord is our provider. And then verses 7, 8, 9, and 10, he talks about the Lord is our creator. And he talks about speak to the earth and she'll teach thee. And he talks about the earth, the fish of the sea. He talks about the creation, the things of creation, and what's going on in creation. So God is revealed as our creator. And then in verse 10, God is revealed as light. Hallelujah. In verse 10, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. So God is revealed as life. And Jesus says this, that I am the way, the truth, and the life in John chapter 14. Praise God. And then in verse 16, God reveals himself as a God of strength and prudence. Amen. Hallelujah. That's verse 13. With him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel, understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. So God's revealing himself that he is our strength. He's our counsel. He's our understanding. And verse 16, and that was basically the same thing. Hallelujah. Oh, and it talks about strength, though. In verse 16, that God reveals himself as a God of strength. Amen. And verse 16, and with him is strength and wisdom. So God has strength and wisdom. And then it goes on, verses 14 through 25. God reveals himself as the sovereign God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's over everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll just read a few. He discovereth deep things out of the darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increases the nations and destroys them. He enlarges the nations and straightens them again. He takes away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth and causes them to wander in the wilderness. And so they grope in the darkness without light, and they make and he makes them to stagger as a drunken man. So God is sovereign over everything, and everything that our sovereign God does has a purpose. It has a reason. It is right on time for what we need at that particular time, whether we know it, whether we understand it. It may not be a time where we feel like we can shout right then and there, but it's all him, and he is sovereign. He knows all. He sees all. He's in all. He doesn't miss anything, and nothing slips between the cracks with our God. Amen and amen. And I pray that you were blessed by the word, that the word met you someplace. Amen. And that it touched you and encouraged your heart today. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you that you are the awesome God. You are the sovereign God. You are the God who created us. You are the God, our provider. You give us strength. You are the God of strength and prudence. In the name of Jesus, you are our light. Hallelujah. You never leave us. You never forsake us, God. Hallelujah. You have hidden things in your heart for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are our preserver. You are our keeper. Hallelujah. You are the God of the dry bones, in the name of Jesus. Something that looks dead, don't look like it can do anything. You are the God of all that too, in the name of Jesus. You are the potter. We are the clay. You are the Lord, our maker. You are the Lord, our creator. And we bless your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines in just a few moments. If you have any comments, questions, or any prayer requests, right now we want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I wanted to finish that story, the testimony that I was saying about when my the tire blew out. And so the AAA guy received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And then that was on Monday. And then on Wednesday, I went to get the car, get the tire put on the car, and got the discount. Hallelujah. Got the warranty discount on it. And then the young man who was working with me, and our van is kind of different. It's a town and country, and so you the tire goes under the car. There's a way that you have to loosen this thing. It's a holder under the car, and that's where the spare tire is. That donut tire stays under there, and so he had to put it back in there. So as he was putting it in, we were talking. His name was D, and we began to talk, and I asked him if he needed prayer for something. Well, D just had a baby. I don't know if it was his wife or his girlfriend. We didn't go that far, but he just had a child a week ago, and he wanted prayer for his child. And so we prayed for his child. I asked him if he was born again. And he said, you know, the statement, I've been knowing God all my life, my family's in the church and, you know, all my life. And I said, well, good, let's pray a prayer together then. Amen. And so, you know, the whole family can be saved, and that's a good thing. But it's important that we are saved. So if somebody says, I've been saved all my life, and they don't know a point in time, maybe you're like that. You don't know a point in time where you really received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And your testimony may be my mama saved, daddy saved, my grandparents were saved, brothers and sisters are saved, but what about your salvation? Amen. And so now we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. You know, all of that Job was going through, if he didn't have a relationship with God, he did have a relationship. God said that in the beginning of Job, in the first couple of chapters. You know, even he let the Lord let the enemy know that he had a relationship with Job. Can the Lord say the same with you, that you have a relationship with him? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So to me, with all your heart, and you shall be saved. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus. I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You said that prayer today, whether your today is in 2055, you are saved on this day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to pray for you. Lord God, we just thank you right now that you just fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. We thank you, Lord God, that they are now a child of God. They belong to the kingdom, your kingdom of righteousness. And we thank you for that, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you have filled them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and power. You've given them power to do right, power to walk right, power to even think right, and then power to pray in their prayer language in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you to learn and grow with us. If there's another place, a church, a Bible-believing church that's close to you, you can learn and grow with them as well. Now, if you want to learn and grow with us, you can call this number, area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And I'm going to tell you the broadcast that we have, our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. If you call during these times, you can be a part of the conversation, and you can hear these broadcasts as they air. Now, every Sunday, we meet for the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Next Sunday, we have a special broadcast. It's going to be the fifth Sunday of the month, and we will have our guest church. Memphis Covenant Faith will be with us. Pastor Helen Price, Minister Joy Price, and Minister Amber Price will be with us, Lord willing, next 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. Every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, she digs into the Word of God, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And so that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. So meet us there. Amen. Hallelujah. And invite someone else to come. Now, on Wednesday, this Wednesday coming up already is the fourth Wednesday of the month. On Wednesday, the second and the fourth Wednesday, we have a service. So now the fourth Wednesday, this Wednesday, which is April the 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Anointed Pandemic Babies. The Lord has been talking to us about these babies, and just really instructed us to start a broadcast. So we are praying for these anointed pandemic babies. Hallelujah. Specifically for them. God is doing something in them and through them. Praise God. So join us 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern this Wednesday, the 26th of April. Now, our next Wednesday broadcast will be May the 10th. The year is really just going on by. It will be Wednesday, May 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that's prophetic healing. Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, are our co-hosts, and we pray for ones to be healed. So mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. Wednesday, May the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and invite someone who needs to be healed. Now, our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and on this Thursday, we'll have the finale of our guest, Elder Gerondo Thompson, who is the president of a Christian FM radio station, and he's been over it for the past 20 years. So he has just been blessing us and sharing with us what the Lord has been doing, and so he's going to be preaching the word. Glory to God. He's going to be preaching the word on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Come learn and grow with us as we learn and grow with you. Amen. All right. If anyone has any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, I'm going to open up all the lines now. And so you can just speak as I open up the lines. Minister Rachel, opening up yours. Pastor Price. Minister Joy. Minister Mary. Shout out to all of you guys. Amen. All of your lines are open.
Oh, good morning, Apostle.
Good morning, Pastor Price.
Hallelujah. Good morning to you and Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, you sound so strong this morning. I thank God for you and for the prayer as you opened up today. I just praise God for you, Pastor Mom. And Apostle, I want to thank God for you and thank God for the word today. As God can continue to minister about how God reveals himself in the book of Job. I have the, today I was using the Amplified Bible to, not Amplified, I'm sorry, the Living Bible to follow along with you today, and it was just such a blessing. And once again, to sing one of my favorite songs, of course, is that God, that from Psalms 121, and I thought you wasn't going to make it through without crying.
I know, I was crying.
I said, God is our helper and our present help. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. I said, glory to God. And then what you were saying about if we have a lot of those if-thens, it will, and I put wow down, those if-thens will lead us into vain imaginations. I was just thanking God. And how God reveals himself as the awesome God, hallelujah, who will never leave us nor forsake us. I thank God for that. And it was just something that I said it would be a good thing to go back and read it, how Zophar talks in chapter 11 in the Living Bible, you know, and he just said how he got shocked. And then God is our provider, our creator, our life. He's the one that gives us life. And I love it that he's our strength, counsel, understanding, and our wisdom. And then lastly, in this particular portion, that he is the sovereign God over everything. So I thank God for you and thank God for the word. I want to say something, and I'm trying to do it very quickly and succinctly when I'm getting ready to
now
say.
Now, you
so
are breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up
okay,
a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead. Check your text.
Okay,
so if you break up, I'll let you know via text. But go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Let me see if I can do anything. Somehow, words have been telling me that, too. I don't know if it's my Android or how it is. But I want to say this very quickly, if I can. I want to thank God for you, Apostle, and for... I call it the pioneership, because the Lord reminded me of how you used to look, or you even had a dream a long time ago. And he actually took me over 40-some years ago to wherever places that you were at to be able to be there, whether it was down in Houston and in New Mexico and Albuquerque and Denver, and then over to the East Coast. And I remember you having a dream about seeing you going over that bridge, and it was like I think you were four, and you could just go on over. Well, I see God doing that same thing in your life and affecting people in a way, or at least affecting me in a way that makes me go and say, you can do this, Helen. You can go forward now. You can do this. It's possible. You've seen a apostle do it. You can do it. And so I was thanking God because as I'm older in the church, you know, in my 70s, I stay in the house a lot. I don't go a lot of places. I stay in the house a lot now. And so yesterday was a day that you truly affected my life a lot, Apostle, yesterday. And I thank God for you and Pastor Catherine. When my children were out of town, they're back now. But when they were out of town, I looked out and my tire on my car was flat, on the van was flat. And so you are just going through now. Remember now, you like this time in, you're the one that's going before us now. So here it is, I'm on a flat tire. And I really...
On the van.
Coming. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I said flat tire on the van.
Yes, flat tire. So began to do almost the same thing that you were led to do, AAA. When I got there, when the AAA man came and we got there, I prayed, Lord, if there's any way. I thinking about what you had done. You led the AAA man, the man that was there to the Lord. I get there, and my neighbor says, I want to go with you. He says, I'm going to go in that truck with you. So he gets in and gets in the middle seat, my neighbor does, and says, we got to help you up here and get in the tow truck. And so I got, and he says, because you don't have but a nail in that thing, and they can take that, they got to see what, you know. So anyway, making this, as we're in this, putting the thing on this bed, it's not a tow truck like you told. They put your car on the bed of the thing. And the man is was talking, and they were talking. One was from Chicago. The other said that he wants to go to Los Angeles. And I said, I lived in Los Angeles, so I'm going to be praying for you. Ended up when we got to the place to get the tire fixed. And Henry was talking, and we were talking to Henry about different things. And then the Lord, and I thought about you again, the Lord allowed me. I said, Henry, I said, you don't need some protection if you go out there to California, but you're ready to go to Los Angeles. He said, yes, yes. And so we ended up praying and ended up, there you are, the, like him. I said, the apostle who's gone before ended up leading Henry to Christ. Here, woman, I'm at, in the house most of the time. And ended up leading Henry, the coach. It was like a joy for him. I was saying, look at this, Lord. So then here's the neighbor who's with me. And the neighbor who's with me says, now look, he said, I'm going to take care of everything. I said, no, no, you don't have to do this because God had provided for me to be able to pay for the tire, to pay for the things. And he said, no, I'm going to pay for everything. So he goes in there, we go in there, and he begins to tell the people, you know, what's going on. And so we're sitting there talking. Now, I have watched him. I watched him and I thought it was his wife. I watched him and his wife. But he had things on his heart. He wanted to talk to me about this man there. And it almost made me cry because I saw that they just had a beautiful little baby. And had a beautiful baby. Can you hear me?
The sound is kind of going down more.
Okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. But he ended up, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Some interference, but I still hear you.
Oh, there's somebody's line that's open in the back, and I'll be almost through now. So it ended up.
Okay. Make sure you mute your phone, everyone, please.
I think it's Mr. Rachel's children. I hear them in the background. I'm almost through, though. I'm almost through.
Okay.
The Lord allowed me to not lead him to Christ, but, I mean, my neighbor. But also, he said, now, I want to put gas in your car.
Oh!
I said, he already paid for the tire. Then he says, I want to put gas. I said, you don't have to do that.
Thank but you, Lord.
When it put $25 worth of gas in the car. And
glory
said,
to God.
He said, you want something to eat? I got food at home. But he was even willing to buy food. But we were people are going through, even your own neighbors. You don't know.
That's right.
So I was
That's
thankful
right.
for you, Apostle, because it gave me the courage. See, sometimes I don't have the courage that I need to be able to lead ones to Christ. I'll plant the word in their lives. I'll water the word in their lives. But I never come to the point where I say, come on, let's pray together. And so I want to thank God for you being like that pioneer. The ones that I have been in the lives of people once before in my life, but it's not a one-time thing. This is an ongoing thing. So we have to keep on being pioneers and keep on going forward. And so I'm encouraged that God used you with a flat tire to lead somebody to Christ. And to hear God use me. So I just want to
with a
God,
flat tire.
And I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you that you have been a because see, sometimes we just go on, and there are people that will go to hell because we didn't take the time to just say something. Because sometimes we're kind of shy. And somebody will say, you shy? But sometimes we're shy, you know, and not want to say
right.
something. And, you know, yeah, like the Lord did for you the other day when he had you to get up.
Mm-hmm.
But God will push, even in the midst of our tiredness, for you to get up and go down the
right.
hallway
for
the
a soul to be saved. Amen.
For a soul to be saved. So thank you so much. I don't know if you can hear my heart to say, I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Because sometimes even those of us who are in the house all the time, sometimes I don't go out for a whole month. A whole month. And so, but God will open the door. He opened the door to a flat tire. For a man to be saved, and not just one man, but two. So I just praise God and thank God. So God bless you, so somebody else can be able to talk today. But I just wanted to tell you, my heart is full today, and I give glory to God. Hallelujah. Going back
on you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Pastor Price. I just, you know, I can't help but laugh and look at God and how God does things. And, you know, and it looked like it would be a hard situation with the flat tire. I mean, we not going to change any tires, okay? We just not going to do it ourselves. Amen. And so to use that, to allow that at just the right time, and just as, you know, I was saying my account, my testimony of what happened with the flat tire, how God used a flat tire for a couple of guys to get saved over here and over there. Amen. So we thank God for that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Amen. Minister Rachel, I see you guys have your number one key pressed. I'm opening up your line if you all want to say anything.
Yes, I wanted to say hi to everyone, and may God keep y'all strong and encouraged. And yes, we was blessed and encouraged by everything. And congratulations on your graduation.
Oh, thank you.
I saw the text.
You.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So hopefully you'll get to listen to it on YouTube today. And thank you for mentioning that. I think everybody who's online right now, they know about the graduation. I've been in a process for the past 40 days, and it's a process to help me to eat better, and even it's spiritual too, because it's a Christian. It was a Christian process. We're not calling it a program. It's a process that's ongoing. Amen. And so we were supposed to lose at least 10 pounds, and I lost more than that. Actually, I ended up losing over 10% of my body weight, which I called a tithe and an offering to the Lord. And so we're graduating today at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And the graduation is on YouTube. And the YouTube page is called Journey Life TV with Dr. Joe. But it's called Journey Life TV. And so it's going to be today. Over 2,000 of us graduated. So they're going to, my name is going to flash across the screen, and it's in alphabetical order according to your first name. So I'm kind of near the beginning, after the A's or the B's. I'm Barbara Kizzy. So, amen. So it has been a life-changing, event to go through this. I am eating way different than I used to eat. Inflammation in my body is gone. Praise the Lord. Blood pressure, blood sugar, all that is really good. And so I just thank God for what he did during that time. Amen. So Minister Rachel, did you want to say anything else?
No. The kids are listening on the other phone. I made sure it was muted.
Oh, good, good. Thank you.
Yeah, they were downstairs listening on the other one.
Okay. All right. Well, praise God. Praise God. I don't know if you guys are ready to read today, were you?
They probably would have read if I would have told them.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you had some scriptures for them to read, Marcus and Gabrielle and sometimes Amber, she'll read with me and Malachi.
Okay. All right. Well, love you, and thank you all so much.
Mary, love you too. And we'll probably be on ready for Tuesday, Lord willing. I call it Praying in Tongues Truth Day.
Okay. Amen.
Because I don't have no appointments that day, so that's a blessing. Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't think I do either. We'll see. Okay, thank you.
So we say, Lord willing, if the Lord.
Yes, Lord willing. Amen. Okay, Pastor Mom is going to close us out in prayer. May the Lord
watch between me and thee while we ask
one
by one.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Love you so much. Thank you for learning and growing with us. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church.